Now, ISIL terrorists have so far proved their notoriety for waging a war on the minorities and people of faith. Now, the terrorist group opens up a new front, targeting artifacts and museums. Now, the newly released video by the terrorists shows them using sledgehammers and drills to smash ancient statues in the Iraqi city of Mosul. The vandalism purportedly took place at Mosul's main museum, which has been displaying Assyrian artifacts dating back to the 9th century BC. The Takfiri terrorists have already razed to the ground a number of mosques in Syria and Iraq, many of them belonging to the early years of the Islamic civilization. Now, the terrorists have also destroyed tombs belonging to revered Shia and Sunni figures. To discuss this further now, we're being joined by a scholar and professor, Derek Ford, and he joins us from New York via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ford. Now, like we've just mentioned, there is a systematic crackdown on Syria and Iraq's heritage, culture, and history by the ISIL terrorists. What do you make of it?
Well, one thing is, I think it's always important to keep in mind that ISIL's attack on these ancient cities and ancient symbols, cultural artifacts, archaeological sites is really part of a continuation of a broader attack on the region. United States troops pretty much immediately after the initial invasion of Iraq in 2003 began razing very important cultural sites, very historic sites, including, they built a military base 50 miles outside of the ancient city of Babylon and then proceeded to vandalize that site, the land around it, for some time. And so I think that while ISIL's sort of latest front, latest assault against Iraq and Syria is certainly something that's deplorable and quite terrible, it's not completely insane, right? It follows a broader trajectory. It's not something that is foreign to war.